Hey, welcome to a short special edition of the podcast. This is about something that starts January 7th, and I think this could really benefit you, so I hope you listen up. And I'm publishing this on December 26th, the day after Christmas. So I hope you had a fabulous Christmas. I hope you're enjoying the holiday season wherever you are or however you may or may not celebrate it. Either way, the new year is right around the corner. And the heart of this episode's message is how to launch into the new year in an empowering way that could help you connect with more fans and get your creativity out there to a wider audience. So I think you'll enjoy this. Check it out. Thanks a lot, as always, for listening. Hey, if you're a musician or an artist or a writer or an actor or any other type of creative entrepreneur, I have a quick question for you. Do you feel that you're reaching enough of your current and potential future fans online? Are you attracting fans? Are you creating awareness? Are you creating a little buzz about what you're doing with your creativity? If you answered no, and there's a good chance that you did, that's fine. Chances are it's because you're not sharing your stuff, your gifts, your talents online enough, with enough frequency, or you're not doing it in a way that's going to endear you to your fans. Because I've said for years that marketing is really simply a form of strategic sharing. Like, a lot of creative people don't like the word marketing or sales or promotion, and that's fine. Just use a different word. When it comes right down to it, it's just sharing your stuff in a thoughtful and strategic way. And so if you're not sharing often enough, there's a whole myriad of reasons why you're being held back and not doing it more often or with some kind of frequency or regularity. In fact, I polled a lot of my followers online just recently, and here are just some of the reasons. It's fear of what people will think. What are they going to think about this thing? They might not like what I post. Perfectionism. You can't let anything out into the world until it's perfect and it meets all this criteria. There's actually like, who cares about me? Nobody cares what I'm doing. That won't serve you very well. Or you think it's spammy. You think that promoting and or just posting stuff about your work is like being a schmaltzy, I don't know, used car salesman or something. You don't have time. It's too time consuming. The idea of doing it, or maybe I don't have the technology. I don't know what I'm doing. So those are things that hold you back. Maybe you don't know what to post. And you do the same type of announcement type of posts, which are not the most effective, like, you know, buy our CD or come see my gig or, you know, this Saturday night. You do want to post things like that, but there's so many more things that can be fun and creative and will endear you to your fans. And then some people just are worried about their people stealing their stuff, you know. And so these are all, I understand this, these are all, I want to say they're legitimate because I can actually debunk a lot of these. I think these are stories that you're telling yourself about why you shouldn't be sharing. But I just want you to be aware of this. If you can somehow develop the habit and get on friendly terms with sharing your stuff more frequently online, I believe there are benefits waiting on the other side of that. In fact, that's why I'm launching a program on January 7th, 2019, called the 30-Day Share Your Creativity Challenge. And there'll be a whole lot of other artists and musicians, writers, and so on who will be going on this journey with you should you choose to participate. And I hope that you do, supporting each other and so on. And the goal is to help you develop the habit of sharing something. I'm going to encourage you to post something online every day. That's right. Every day. You will certainly develop the muscle of sharing and get more comfortable if you're doing it every day for these 30 days. You can back off of that frequency if you'd like after the challenge. But this is a time for you to focus on getting your stuff out there and reaching more people than you can who are just in the room with you. If you're reluctant to share online, you're limited in your impact to the people that you talk to face-to-face or at your gigs or speaking engagements or performances. And that's cool. It's a powerful way to reach people in a live setting, but you're missing a whole world of reaching people online or people who are not geographically close to you. So when you get on friendlier terms with sharing, and when you do it on a regular basis and you have a whole variety of ways that you share stuff that's not spammy, it's not self-promotional, you will see benefits. Your fan base will grow, your impact will grow, and God forbid, you might even make more money with your art.
So there's a whole array of perks that come with the program, like a private Facebook group and weekly Zoom calls. And I'm going to be giving you at the beginning of every week a checklist of 7 to 10 things per week that you can post. I encourage you to post, pick something off the list and do one of those things every day. And by the end of the program, you'll have this long list, an open buffet, if you will, of things that you can share online, and you'll never, ever have to ask yourself that question, what do I post? I can't think of anything. You'll also have the opportunity to pair up with a success partner if you choose to, and many other perks. Again, you're not doing this alone. That's one of the tough things about being an artist, is working in a vacuum. And so this, you'll have the support of a group of people going through this, a lot of interaction. And so I encourage you to check it out. There's a website that's really easy to remember and type into your browser. If there's not a link somewhere on the page here, getimportantstuffdone.com. That's getimportantstuffdone.com. Go to that site and you can learn all about the program and what it entails, and you can register on that page too. And I hope you'll join us. It starts January 7th. Don't wait to the 7th. Sign up a little bit early so you can get in there and start interacting with people prior to the official start. And then it'll go for 30 days until early February. So awesome. I want to help you get on comfortable terms and reach more fans and make more impact with your gifts in the new year. So thanks a lot for listening. I'm Bob Baker. I'll talk to you later. So long for now.